Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Gray. 340-1045, the number to call in today. We're going to be talking all about hip replacements. We've got Dr. Gavin Duffy. He is an orthopedic surgeon with St. Vincent's who specializes in total joint replacements of the hip and knee, and also a patient of Operation Walk USA, Dr. Martin Williams. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Guess we'll get started with talking about, with you, Dr. Duffy, what is a hip replacement for somebody that would need one?
Well, your hip joint is a ball and socket joint, Jay. And on the ends of the bone, there's cartilage, articular cartilage. I tell my patients, you see it at Thanksgiving, we just passed. If you pop open a drumstick, that's actually the hip joint that you're popping open. And when that cartilage wears down, that's what we call arthritis. And as that process gets worse and the wearing gets closer, you end up becoming bone on bone. And that's the severe hip arthritis that we would replace. So hip replacement is replacing that worn out cartilage with metal and plastic that we have to implant in your body to take the pain away.
Now, is this something that most people will have to look forward to in their life, or is this something that, you know, is more depending on your lifestyle?
It's very common, Jay. 21% of Americans will have arthritis at some point in their life. It doesn't have to be just in the hips. It can be throughout your body, your hands, your knees. But hips and knees are extremely commonly performed in the United States. There's about 1 million of those done every single year in the United States. And then worldwide, there's 5 or 6 million. So it's a very common procedure and a common problem.
So if it's really common, is it easier nowadays than it was back in the day? Is it a quicker recovery time? Like, what's the process going in?
So it's changed over the years. It was invented in the 1960s in actually England. A famous surgeon now, Dr. Charnley, invented the first successful total hip replacement. And it's advanced an awful lot, as you can imagine, over the years. And even my career, I've been doing this now for 20 years, things have changed dramatically. The big leaps and bounds were kind of made early on. I tell people, like cars, I use cars a lot as an analogy. People understand how cars can change. So the cars 5 years ago were good. They got you around, but you may not have had GPS on them. Same thing with hip replacements. We're constantly changing the technology, improving things. And yeah, the recovery now is a lot faster and better than it was even when I started doing it 10, 15 years ago.
What's a typical recovery time?
I have a nice little speech that all my patients, so I can give you my patient speech if you want, Jay. It's very straightforward. So one of the things that we do now that I've done in the last year has really made a big difference. We actually get people into preoperative physical therapy. It's like preparing for a big football game, I tell them. But you don't just show up on the day and wonder who you're playing, never seen the film, never worked out. So we actually get our patients into therapy before the surgery, even though it hurts because your muscles and your joints are bad. Your muscles get weak and deconditioned as your joints wear out. Then the surgery itself takes about an hour. People are in the hospital for 1 or 2 days. And years ago, people would be in for 5 to 7 days. So we've really got people up and getting them better. And the being prepared physically for the surgery with the therapy really has allowed people to go home earlier. We now send more than 90% of our patients go straight home.
That day?
No, 2 days after. 1 to 2 days. So Martin here had a surgery on Monday.
Right.
And I think he went home on Wednesday. Is that right, Martin?
Yep. And you're already in here with us up walking around.
Yeah.
Just shy of 3 weeks.
And then we get them straight back into physical therapy in the outpatient setting. So Martin would have done some therapy beforehand, and then you go right back to the same therapist you've been working out with, which really, again, has increased people's speed.
So you have a nice little rapport with them
you
already.
You do.
And
they
kind of know exactly how you move before
they know
and
you,
after.
They know who you are. You know how to get there. You have a rapport. It's just like working out with a trainer that you know.
Right.
You're not just showing up 3 days after surgery going, never met you. And that really, again, has made it better for my patients. And Martin, you're 3 weeks now, I think?
Right, on Monday.
Yep, and you're walking with a cane.
Yes, and feel very comfortable with it. At home, actually, I take a couple of steps without it.
Yeah, so again, everybody's a little bit different how they heal. They will use a walker for a week or two, some people get to cane pretty fast. And I expect, Martin, you're flying back to Honduras
the 11th.
So it'll be about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's able to make an international trip and get on home. So
right.
The final check-in is about 3 months, but people are really doing most of their stuff by the two-month checkup.
Nice. And Dr. Williams, you are a recipient of Operation Walk USA. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization and how you got involved with it?
Well, that actually is a very long story. I think the whole organization was introduced to me by Earl or Chunky Miller, who's a PA in Dr. Duffy's team, and he noticed the activity that that we carry out in Honduras, and he also noticed that there was some kind of pain going on, and I was very private with all of that, including with all the activities that we carry out in the time that we're down there. But he mentioned it, and he said, you know, there's something that could be done, and over the couple of months, he asked if I could send him an X-ray. And I remember that was the first time that I had, you know, considered my problem. Actually, it was really a strange sensation for me to see, you know, the wearing of my hip joint. And now being able to put together the medical part and to be able to see it and somebody else to say, hey, something's wrong with this. You really should look at it. And I thought, well, it's going to be something that's going to be taken care of who knows when, because I know that that was not some kind of cheap operation. And so, he introduced me to the organization and to the project, and I was very glad that he did. He was very insistent and persistent with it.
Dr. Duffy, is that most people's reaction when they need a hip replacement? I don't think I can pay for it. I'll just deal with the pain and worry about it later.
Well, luckily, most people do have insurance now. Dr. Williams not telling the full story. So my wife and my daughter went on a mission trip a year ago with Earl, who's my PA, who's gone down to Martin's hospital in Honduras and works and does amazing work. And they had a wonderful time, and they spent a whole week helping the people of Honduras. And they came back and told me all these stories about this great Dr. Williams, who's been in the jungle for about 20 years, I believe,
20 years.
Just helping people and giving back and a life-changing experience. So I've heard a lot about him when my wife and my daughter got back, and they just had all these stories. And then one day in the office, Chunky, our PA, who had brought him down there, says, Dr. Williams is really not walking too good. I've seen a change over the few years, and he thinks it's maybe his hip. You should maybe, could he come up and have you check him someday? And I said, sure, but he's in Honduras. Why doesn't he just send me an X-ray? Mm. So then, thank God for cell phones. I got within a day, there's an X-ray on my phone, which you can look at. And it was very straightforward. His hip was completely destroyed. That the bone on bone was bad and had been very bad for a long time. Mm. So luckily, 2 years ago, there's a charitable independent organization called Operation Walk. So in most big cities, there's a couple of surgeons like myself who are very specialized in total joints. And we're all in the American Hip and Knee Society is a group of orthopedic surgeons who specialize in total joints. Mm. So Operation Walk was set up 4 years ago by a group of those surgeons to do a week of surgeries for free for people who, for whatever reason, don't have insurance or are underinsured or are in different situations. So the organization set up that the surgeons donate our surgical time, our office work for free. The hospitals that we all work with, St. Vincent's is the one I work with, donates all of their care, both in the hospital and afterwards. And then the implant companies, the implants are quite expensive. And they, all the big manufacturers, donated the implants that each of the surgeons use. So it's been done for 4 years now. Over 500 patients have received total joints in those years. And it's really taken off, and it's been fun to be involved in it.
340-1045, the number if you want to call in and ask any questions about hip replacements or about Operation Walk. What are some of the symptoms that somebody should be looking for to notice that there's a problem?
Pain is the main symptom, Jay. It really starts to hurt. And everybody feels it a little bit differently, but it's a dull, aching pain that builds up, and it's with activity. So the hip, which is what Martin had, typically it's in the groin. It goes down the inside of your leg. It's worse as you walk. Right. What were your symptoms, Martin?
That was really significant for me. But, you know, it's really interesting that the brain starts to, it has to deal with the pain differently. And with me, what really was, besides the pain that I would feel at the end of the day, it's also just the wearing down of you know, that joy of life, and, you know, that the optimism. I would get stiff, you know, being able to tie my shoelace. That was a real ordeal. And just to bend down and cut toenails and put your socks on every morning, that was really starting to get to me.
So was it something that, you know, was just a little nagging at first,
no,
and then it got worse and worse, or did it something that started off really bad right away?
No, with me it was very mild at first, and then it just increased and increased, and every day, every week, every month, you know, I noticed a big change.
I tell people it's like the rubber on the tire of your car. when you get your tire and it's nice and brand new, you drive along, and as the miles go by, it starts getting thin. Mm-hmm. Now it's not handling so well in the wet, but it's still handling it, and then it really starts to not be good. And when the rubber's gone, when the cartilage is gone, and you're on the rims, you can drive that car. You know, in the movies when they shoot the tires out, those cars go
and
screech.
It's all sparking.
It's
everywhere.
Sparking, yeah, it's still moving, but the guys get caught because they're not able to handle real well. And that really what happens. You really start to seize up, and the shoes and socks is one of the questions we ask because that's what people notice. Right. So when your hip gets really worn and arthritic, you can't get down, and you just and eventually it hurts a lot, mm-hmm. and then it just stops. You can't get there, yeah. and toenails, that's a classic one.
Yeah.
And the more you do, the worse it is. And then you just started getting limited. And mm-hmm. you can do it. People say, well, I can do it, Doc. I'm like, so I always say, how far can you walk comfortably? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. if you've got a gun at your head, you'll keep walking no matter what. Yeah. But, you know, there's a point where it really starts to limit your activities.
Right, yeah. And for me, it was all of that. But then just losing that desire to get up in the morning. When I would wake up in the morning, I would have to just lay there and let the pain just, you know, it's there waiting for you when you wake up. And then for me to say, okay, ready, 5, 4, 3, 2, and
so you really have to change your whole lifestyle almost just trying to deal with it.
Yeah, it really does. It takes up, you know, in your head, that's all you're dealing with. You know, when you're waking up and throughout the day, you're knowing that night you're going to be hurting quite a bit.
Was it worse in the morning or at night after a full day's of activity?
Well, I think for me on a regular day, it was at night. It was a real, you know, deal to have to go to sleep with that kind of pain.
340-1045. We're going to be taking your calls right after we get back from this break. We're talking all about hip replacement. We're talking about Operation Walk and taking your calls at 340-1045. We'll be right back here on Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV.
Get the News 104.5 app. Turn on
breaking news alerts.
You'll be the first to know when breaking news happens on your phone,
on your tablet,
everywhere you go. Download the News 104.5 app now from Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5. WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
My husband, my daughter, and myself participate in a yoga class. I do think it's important to have a good balance in life, and part of that is mind, body, and spirit.
Lori suffered with chronic lower back pain. Coastal Spine and Pain Center doctors are treating her with non-invasive acupuncture.
I am really glad that I made the decision to go to Coastal Spine and Pain Center. They really made a big difference in my life.
Coastal Spine and Pain Center, life in balance. 904-265-7755.
As a pro, you've seen your share of job site snafus, hesitant homeowners, and epic delays. But one thing's for sure, you've never seen anything quite like this. It's Floor & Decor. When it comes to serving pros, they're pros. No one has a larger selection of tile, wood, and stone. Over 1 million square feet of quality in-stock flooring in every store. That's right, in stock. Get it and go. And Floor & Decor buys direct from the source worldwide, so you get the lowest price. Get ceramic and laminate starting at 49 cents a square foot and hardwood at just $1.88 a square foot. Other pro pleasers? Floor & Decor has a dedicated pro sales manager just for you. Plus, doors open early. You can order by phone or online at flooranddecor.com. You get free design services and free 14-day storage. Floor & Decor makes your job easier. You have to see it to believe it. Floor & Decor, north of I-295 on Blanding Boulevard.
Hi, this is Dan Hodges, president of Duval Ford. I'd like to personally wish you and your family happy holidays. I know in my family this is a hectic time of year. At Duval Ford, we're working hard to make sure your holiday shopping experience with us is haggle and hassle-free. When you walk into our dealership, it's our mission to make sure that we're providing you with the lowest possible price for every vehicle in our lot, without all the back and forth haggling you experience from the typical dealership. We hope to have the opportunity to serve you and your family very soon. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year from your family at Duval Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Benyon, owner of Zero Res Carpet Cleaning here in Jacksonville. I want to thank all of our kind and generous customers that have allowed us to come into your homes and clean your carpets for over the past 10 years. Did you know that Zero Res also does an excellent job of cleaning the carpets in your workplace? As a matter of fact, we clean offices and churches all over town. Christmas is right around the corner, and the week following Christmas is a perfect time to have us clean your office or your church carpets. From December 26th through the 31st, if you have us clean your commercial carpets or your tile, we will give you 20% off. That's a 20% discount on commercial carpet cleaning for the week between Christmas and New Year's. This is the only time of the year that we offer this discount, so this is a perfect time to call Zero Res and have us come out and clean your office. Call today and set up a free estimate at 287-5727. That's 287-5727. From all of us at Zero Res, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
We received results immediately upon doing our first ad with WOKV. We've been here now over 10 years. I'd like to say, on the behalf of Rhino Shield Jacksonville, a special thank you to the WOKV listeners. They are our best customers. This is Rick Mariano, president of Rhino Shield Jacksonville. If anybody's thinking about advertising with WOKV, I strongly recommend it.
For results like these, call General Sales Manager Bob DeBloy at 245-8732.
At this moment, all of my past accomplishments mean nothing. Better starts now.
Matt Kenseth, two-time Daytona 500 champion, is always striving to be better. And with Echo Drive watches that are powered by light and never need a battery, Citizen also continues to invent exciting timepieces, like the new Chronotime AT, atomic timekeeping in 26 time zones. Citizen, better starts now.
Visit Watches Plus in the Orange Park Mall for your best selection of Citizen Eco Drive watches.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Plenty of clouds today, but a peek at the sun from time to time with a few sprinkles or a brief light shower, and temperatures mild, approaching 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, down to 55 tonight. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow. Some light rain and drizzle at times. The high 65, even cooler at the beaches. The rain will increase and become heavy at times Sunday night through Monday with a few thunderstorms. The high Monday, 67, and more rain and storms later Tuesday and Tuesday night. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jay Gray. 340-1045, the number to call in. We're talking all about hip replacement today with Dr. Gavin Duffy, who is a orthopedic surgeon at St. Vincent's, who specializes in total joint replacement of the hip and knee, and a patient of Operation Walk USA, Dr. Martin Williams. 340-1045, and we're going to go right to the phones with Winoma on the west side. Winoma, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. My question is, I have a knee problem. Well, what it is, when I'm walking, I have no problem. When I'm sitting down and getting up, that's when the problem set in. It hurts. So do you think I'll eventually need surgery, or can I get a rub to ease the pain, or what?
What you have is your knee has a couple of different pieces inside of it. Your kneecap is in the front. It's called your patella. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take any real pressure when you're walking normally.
No, don't hurt at all.
But
no.
When you do stairs or steps or kneeling or getting up from a seat, that's when your kneecap gets
right.
all the pressure.
Exactly.
So you have a kneecap problem, and then depending how bad that is, it could be arthritis. But that's a very common story. That's not unusual. So your kneecap is what's bothering you, but your kneecap is part of your knee.
Okay, can I get some sort of rub or what?
There's a lot of things we do. It's always worthwhile to get it checked first, but physical therapy helps it a lot to strengthen your muscles the correct way. We also have braces for kneecap trouble, and we have some creams we use. Anti-inflammatories like Aleve and Advil help, and even sometimes we'll do injections or two. So there's a lot of things for it. A lot of females, unfortunately, get a lot of kneecap problems more than men, so you're not unusual. I see four or five people with your story every day in the office.
Okay, so surgery, I really don't need that.
If you haven't tried any of the simple things, you a lot of people are helped a lot by simple things. So surgery is always done when we've tried everything and they're not working. So, yeah, surgery wouldn't be the straight away. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay, good. Can I get some over-the-counter rub?
The first thing I would honestly try is some just regular Aleve or Advil if you don't have any kidney trouble, liver trouble. Or
oh, I have liver. I'm on dialysis.
Oh, well, then I would some of the over-the-counter rubs is probably what you'd have to stick with. Yeah, you couldn't take the anti-inflammatories if you're on dialysis.
Right, right. So what kind of rub? What, any name specifically?
There's no.
I've
there's
tried
no,
that capsaicin, I think it.
Yeah, there's no really good one that's non-prescription, but we have some prescription ones we have in the office.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay, as long as I don't have to do any surgery, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for the call. 340-1045, the number to call. Let's talk to Fred at Intercoastal West. Fred, how you doing?
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. I just have a real quick question. I injured my hip a few years ago running, actually, when it was wet out. I didn't fall or anything. I just kind of twisted it. And the doctor diagnosed it as, I cannot pronounce this properly, but iliotibial band. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So when I get a little hip pain, just very infrequently, it happens on the outside. That's typically not where the joint pain would be, right?
Yes. The outside of your hip, where people think is your hip, if you push kind of over your hip pocket, that's actually called your trochanter. And it's where your hip muscles attach.
Okay.
So that's that kind of side pain. It's called lateral pain. That's where the muscles and the iliotibial band rub over that bony bump. And that's usually a bursitis or an IT band. And it's actually not your hip joint. It's the muscles around your hip.
Okay, and the reason I'm trying to be proactive because I have a parent who had hip surgery, replacement surgery. I'd rather try to avoid that. And just real quick, I know you guys are busy. I try to avoid running for that reason, and I do more swimming and biking, and that should be pretty hip friendly, shouldn't it?
Yeah, people ask me to work out advice. Swimming and biking is the best place to get your cardio. Running is tough in joints. Now, some people can do it, but they're kind of designed to be runners or you know, mechanically. So I'm a big believer in swimming and biking for cardio.
Okay, and like I said, mine will go, doctor, a long, long time without hurting it. The only thing that seems to aggravate it, unfortunately, I used to like to do stairs and things. I'd go, you know, I'd always avoid elevators and take stairs, but stairs and ladders seem to aggravate that outer hip band pain. Is that typical?
Yes, it is. It's the angle that you're doing when you move through those motions. It'll irritate it.
Like even putting up my Christmas lights, it was like, well, the next day I felt a twinge in it, you know. And it's just one of those things. It'll go months without hurting, and then when you do stairs or like a stair stepper or something, it just. But my point is, that doesn't necessarily mean that I will need hip surgery down the road.
No, that's nothing to do with your hip joint at all.
340-1045, the number to call in. We got to take a quick break and an update from Fox News. A look at the rest of your weekend forecast and check some of the traffic in and around the malls if you're finishing up that Christmas shopping. Coming up next on the show, we're going to be spending a little more time with Dr. Martin Williams because a very interesting story with him. Find out actually where he's working out of. Great story, and he's a recipient of a new hip from Operation Walk, and he just got it this month, and he's already in here and scheduled to go back wherever he's from in just a few more weeks. Thanks for listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. North Korea denying it's behind the Sony hack attack, threatening grave consequences if the U.S. rejects its proposal for a joint investigation. As for the movie, which triggered the threat,
Sony CEO Michael Linton said the only decision Sony has made so far is to not release the movie on Christmas Day after theater owners decided to not run the movie with Sony's approval. Sony now saying they'd like to get it out there in, quote, a different platform.
Fox's Will Carr.
In response to that, the hackers, presumably from North Korea, sent an email to Sony yesterday warning not to distribute the movie in any form.
Tomorrow, the first official day of winter, the eastern U.S. could get hit with a Christmas storm.
And that big, big Arctic plunge is going to happen the week after Christmas.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
Herman Cain here. And you better tie a string around your finger because you don't want to forget this. It's the Lexus December to Remember event at the all-new Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and the all-new Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville. Now's your chance to get the Lexus you want. And they have a huge new Lexus lineup to choose from, including the all-new 2015 Lexus RC with a powerful 306-horsepower engine and an amazing 20 MPG. And it's now available for test drives. Plus, coming soon to Brumos is the ultimate urban crossover, the all-new 2015 Lexus NX featuring a turbo engine. So go visit my friends at Brumos, either Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard, and tell them Herman sent you. Or to view their entire inventory online, visit Brumos.com.
Pandora, Levion, Scott K, Endless Charm Bracelets featuring the J-Lo collection. Sounds like every other jewelry store, right? Wrong. Pickett Brothers Jewelers is unlike any other jewelry store in Jacksonville. Locally owned and operated for 18 years, Pickett Brothers prides themselves on impeccable customer service and hand-picked diamonds from their trip to the diamond capital of the world, Antwerp, Belgium. Come see the difference. Old St. Augustine Road, just south of I-295 across from Lowe's. Pickett Brothers Jewelers. Distinctly different.
In 1973, America's original guitar rock band planted their flag. In 1974, they raised the bar. Now, we celebrate the music. Leonard Skinner. Back-to-back nights, February 12th and 13th in Florida Theater. First night, the debut album pronounced Leonard Skinner, front to back, and more. And the next night, second helping in its entirety and all their classic hits. Two historic albums, two historic nights that will be filmed and recorded for a TV special and DVD. Leonard Skinner, back in Jacksonville. Tickets on sale Monday at 10 a.m. at the box office in Ticketmaster. Leonard Skinner, February 12th and 13th at Florida Theater in Jacksonville. Produced by AEG Live.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A mix of clouds and sun today, a brief sprinkle or light shower, but mostly dry, and highs in the upper 60s. It's a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 55. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow. A bit of light rain and drizzle at times with highs in the mid-60s, but not getting out of the 50s at the beaches. And rain and a few storms with heavy rain at times Sunday night through Monday. Monday's high 65, and more rain and storms later Tuesday and Tuesday night. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You're up to speed as you leave downtown on 95 northbound, 11 minutes from the I-10 split over the Trout River Bridge to River City Marketplace on the north side. And heads up, leaving the Arlington area south on the east beltway. 4 minutes from Atlantic Boulevard to Butler Boulevard. But drive with a caution over by the town center. I'm seeing heavy slowdowns from Christmas shoppers. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Danielle Lee.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9, tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
Monday, catch up with what's going on. Breaking news the moment you get up. Weather and traffic so you can plan your day every 6 minutes in the morning.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor. I'm Jay Gray. 340-1045, the number to call in. We've got two doctors with us today. Dr. Gavin Duffy, an orthopedic surgeon at St. Vincent's who specializes in total joint replacement of the hip and knee, and a patient of Operation Walk USA, Dr. Martin Williams. And Dr. Williams, you've got an interesting story as well. You don't really practice here, do you?
No. Even though I'm a Canadian and studied in the U.S. undergraduate, I actually went through the medical program and training in Honduras, Central America.
How did you get to Honduras?
1994, my family and I moved down there, and I just led really by God telling us this is what our next step was to be. And between 94 and 98, we did kind of like an apprentice under a veteran missionary there. And in 98, things got shifted around, and we felt, again, the direction to go through medical school in the capital city of Honduras, Tegucigalpa.
Now, what do you actually do down there? Do you build hospitals? Do you treat patients?
I'm a general practitioner, so after finishing medical training, we were given instructions to start a small hospital, really in the countryside. Third world conditions disallows people for easy access to medical attention. So, what our design is to start something that's in the countryside, and instead of patients taking, 3 to 5 days for any kind of ailment that they might be enduring, our position allows them to have between 3 to 6 hours, for something acute. And for their regular checkup now, we've been there 7 years giving attention, we can actually manage most of their chronic diseases in our area within a couple of hours visit to our place.
How was it when you first got there? Were people extremely grateful that they actually had something closer by?
Yeah, this has been a really interesting experience for us, and particularly for myself, to be, a lot of these people, their only doctor, the first doctor, the first time anybody checks them. Because our service is in the countryside, a lot of these people, I'm their first medical experience, So it's been an incredible experience for me to have such a privilege.
That's awesome. I mean, what else, what kind of stuff do you see on a normal basis? Is it the everyday aches and pains, or is it stuff that's a little more serious?
I actually see this incredible array. JungleHospital.com, we're in the middle of the northern part of Honduras's jungle. And we service anywhere between 15 and 20,000 people. That's our blanket. 31 villages, 21 schools. Since we've started, the population in that area has actually increased. So we see this incredible spectrum of medicine, everything from a labor and delivery situation to, children, adults. Really, it's quite satisfying in that way.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people from Jacksonville know a lot about Honduras. So what's the countryside like? Is it easy for people to get there, or is this still a dangerous trip for somebody to take?
Well, that's a very difficult question. It's a very good question. It's a third world country, and I'm very thankful to be there. The people really are very beautiful people, very generous, very hospitable. But, the condition that they find themselves in, very poor conditions, very few opportunities for work. And unfortunately, people turn to crime in certain areas. There's a lot of drug deals going on. It's a land bridge between, the producers of the drugs and the consumers of the drugs. And so because of that, gangs and people in this kind of business, they're really trying to divvy up the country. And the people really are victims to all of this. And so we find ourselves in all this, in this struggle between people trying to make a living and drug deals that are going down and drugs coming towards the northern part of Honduras, of the U.S. Sorry.
And for somebody just tuning in, you're a patient of Operation Walk USA. How did you get involved and how did you make it here to Jacksonville, basically from Honduras?
Yeah, well, we flew in. My family and I, we were now U.S. citizens, so making it to the U.S. was actually relatively easy, but actually the surgery, I was just talking to Dr. Duffy, what an experience that was. I'm sure that of the almost 900 surgeries a year that he does, and for myself to be the recipient, what an incredible blessing, but the whole surgery was actually quite a miracle for me.
340-1045, the number to call in if you want to talk more about Operation Walk or just a hip replacement in general. So, Dr. Duffy, what kind of patients do you see on a regular basis? Is it somebody that's just got the pain to start with, or are you more specialized with somebody that's ready for their hip replacement?
I see all types. You call our office. I work at Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, and we work very closely with St. Vincent's. So people like the gentleman who called earlier on, my hip hurts, and it turns out it's a bursitis, and I can give treatments, or the lady who came, just the other lady who talked about her kneecap pain, where we would do injections and therapy and treatments. So there are people who probably will never need surgery. And then there are people who show up who've had miserable pain for a very, very long time and are at the point of needing surgery. So people come and see me for knee pain and hip pain. And it's sometimes very straightforward, not being there long. We can treat it quickly. And sometimes it's at the end stage where we consider doing surgery. So One of the parts I like about my job is I'm a surgeon, which I'm passionate about, but I'm a doctor too. So a lot of the patients probably 80% of people I see in my office, I never do surgery on. We treat them with various other ways and get them better.
How should somebody know to come in and see you? Is it something more painful than they're used to, or is it like the first sign of that something's different? Should they come go and see a doctor?
Well, arthritis typically takes time. It is years, and it comes on in different patterns. And it has peaks and valleys, and people will have a flare-up. And it's like that tire I was telling you, it just starts to bother you some. And Martin's story is similar. It's an ache, it's a bug at the first while, and people tolerate it, and then it just becomes more bothersome. So something that's not getting better and is getting worse, you should always get it checked by your physician. Obviously, for hips and knees, you should get it done. But anything that Martin sees, if something's not right, people should go get it checked and let the doctors take care of you.
340-1045, the number to call in if you have a question. Let's go to the phones and talk to Victor in Fruit Cove. Victor, how are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Number one, kudos to the doctor that has been in Honduras. People perhaps don't know how difficult the circumstances where he's at, the living conditions, that is. So, but my question is, every time that I stand for a long period of time, my upper side of my right leg swells a lot, putting a lot of pressure on my knee and obviously hurting the lower part of my leg. A while back, I ruptured a ligament way inside of my calves, and it's been hurting ever since. The doctor told me that eventually it was going to heal, but it hasn't healed yet. And I have gone to the doctor. They said that I need to go to an orthopedic. But I just wonder if instead I'm having some kind of circulatory problems or vascular problems other than perhaps bones or muscles.
So is your main problem the swelling or is it pain?
Yeah, it's both. You know, the swelling of the upper side of my leg, and then it swells the left side of my knee. And then there is a tremendous pain that I feel. I can hardly walk in many instances because of the pain that I have on the lower side of my leg.
So when you say lower, you mean below the knee?
Yes, below the knee.
Yeah, so people who have pain when they walk, it can be a vascular problem where the blood flow is not as good. Do you smoke?
No, sir.
Yeah, smokers get that a lot too. So if pain around the knee is often from the knee, but pain goes down the leg could be from other issues too. The easiest thing is to get an orthopedic surgeon to look and see is it an orthopedic problem or is it something else.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, though.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call, Victor. Let's go to Frederick in Mandarin. Frederick, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to know, Reiter syndrome, what can you tell me about that?
I feel like I'm back in medical school. Not a lot. Dr. Williams, can you help me out?
Writer syndrome?
Yeah.
Is that when you're a writer and you just can't get the sentence out?
Maybe.
Was.
I'm not an expert in that at all. Is that writers, R-E-I-T-E-R-S?
Yes.
Tell me about it and it'll trigger my brains back from medical school. It's not a major orthopedic problem that I deal with.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, sir.
I ask you something else then.
Okay.
What is HLA B27 antigen blood test or test?
HLA B27 is a type of gene that some people have, which sets you up to have immune system problems. So if you have that gene, the HLA B27, certain people have lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, a variety of autoimmune diseases. Which Reiter's syndrome is one of them. Now that I'm getting my, I'm getting pretty old, so this is medical school stuff. But that is kind of has an orthopedic slant. So it's immune systems that often can affect the joints, sir.
Is it easy to treat the immune system that well?
So the HLA B27 is more of a reason to get certain diseases, and then the diseases themselves have specific treatments. But a lot of the rheumatological immune system diseases are really treated so much better now by medications than they were years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I just had a blood test. I just wanted to get a brief idea of what was going on.
Yeah, the B27 was them screening you probably for different immune problems.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Frederick. Now, Dr. Duffy, let me ask you a question. When
somebody has a knee problem or a hip problem, maybe when they had it in high school. Like, I'll give you an example from my life. When I was playing high school football, tore my MCL right off the bone. Didn't have any surgeries or anything. What they told me was to rehab it right away, strengthen all the other leg muscles around there. But what I was always curious about is, as I get older, I'm still active now, is that something that I'm going to have to look for to have some sort of surgery on because my muscles might not be as strong later on in life?
It's not really that your muscles, it's the damage that you may have experienced. I played rugby growing up, and I broke a lot of bones and dislocated my shoulder and tore up my knees. So I probably have aches and pains in my future as well, too. So when people get arthritic joints that I see, they often say, why did I get that? Well, one of the common causes is traumatic injuries in your youth or playing contact sports. But soccer has a lot of ACL tears, etc. So we see an increase in arthritis. One of the main causes is the trauma that we receive playing contact sports or just other sports too. And you'll often see, I'll see patients with one knee that's terrible and they had an injury in college or football and they had surgeries, and then the other knee is pristine. So you can see that without those injuries, your knees would not be arthritic. Now, some people get it both and they have a genetic factor. So it depends on the injury and some bad luck.
I was curious about those ACLs as well. You see some guys, especially if you know you're watching football on a Sunday, some guy tears an ACL, walks right off the field almost like nothing's wrong. Another guy tears an ACL, he's got to be carted off and can't move. What's up with that ligament that it's, you know, you see such a wide range of people?
Well, you can tear the ACL by itself, or you can tear the ACL plus a variety of things. So the mechanism injury will pop one and it'll continue to tear different things through your knee. I tore my rugby career ended when this 300-pounder took me from the side and he took at my knee. But I actually got up. Yeah. I heard this really loud pop. I lay in the field. I'm like, darn it, there goes. I thought I'd broken something, and I've broken lots of bones. So I woke up. Nothing was too severe. And I kind of went back into my kind of wide receiver position in rugby. And the next play went, and it was a kick, and it went up over my head. And I went to turn to go chase it. And I always remember this. It felt like my knee was not connected to, it was just not, and I fell over. Yeah. Because my ligaments were all torn and my knee was flopping around. So those injuries are interesting if you've experienced them over the years.
Let's talk to Mike in Fruit Cove, who's actually got a question about playing hockey since we're on the sports side. Mike, how you doing?
Good. Yes, I've got a question. I'm 65 years of age, and I got back into playing recreational ice hockey about 2 years ago. And there's no, I don't do any checking or anything, but, you know, we play it within full gear, and my joints, knees are fine, ankles are fine, my hips, the only issues I have are normal degenerative back or disc disease in my lower back, so I have off and on back pain. But when you're playing that sport at my age, is there a risk of developing arthritis or other issues, you know, assuming, you know, no injury, but just simply the sport of skating as a hockey player does at my age, is there a risk of early, you know, bone creating even, you know, more serious bone issues and back issues and hip issues and so forth?
Well, I'm not an expert at skating. I tried to put on a pair of skates once and got pretty scared when I started moving, so I sat back down. I think the activity of skating itself is probably very low impact and it looks very graceful. Unfortunately, when you do it in ice hockey, you have all that contact and the impacting is the issue. And I've taken care of a few ice hockey players. They're typically pretty tough guys, and they have had some, you know, wore out joints. And I saw more of it when I worked up in Minnesota. There's more ice hockey people there. But if you're skating and it doesn't hurt you, I mean, it'll just depend on the checks and the hits and twisting. I'd be more concerned about that than the actual skating itself.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Of all the calls we get one about ice hockey in Florida. You never thought you'd hear that one today. We got one more segment left here on Ask the Doctor. If you have that last minute question, 340-1045. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
Monday morning, we'll get you up to speed quickly with the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
All morning long
on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Enjoy the journey. Atlantic Infinity proudly presents the all-new Infiniti QX60, the seven-passenger luxury crossover that everyone is raving about. And right now, Atlantic Infinity is leasing the QX60 for only $399 per month, plus tax, with $34.90 at inception. That's right, $399 a month. With no security deposit and 10,000 miles per year to drive, the luxurious crossover that was awarded the most popular mid-range luxury SUV by Edmunds.com. With over 22 to choose and only $399 per month, it's your turn to enjoy the journey. But don't delay. This special offer on the QX60 ends January 5th, only at Atlantic Infinity. 10980 Atlantic Boulevard or online at AtlanticInfinity.com.
Oh, hey, boss, look, it's that talk show host you like.
Oh, yeah, turn it up.
And what is it you like about this guy?
Nothing. It's just that he helps us crooks by promoting that do-it-yourself alarm system that has no contract and uses third-party monitoring.
Oh, I love those systems. I wish more people would get them.
No kidding. Problem is, the customer has to design it, buy it, and install it, all by themselves.
And good luck getting help at the alarm company when it doesn't work. Oh, and I love how easy it is to bypass the system. All we have to do is unplug the power source and crush it.
Or drop it in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Instead, we could take them with us and sell them at the flea market.
Nah, their standards are way too high.
Good one, boss.
No alarm system gives you peace of mind like SafeTouch. Hi, I'm Lester Jackson, president of SafeTouch Security Systems. At SafeTouch, our only priority is keeping you and your family safe from the threats of fire, burglary, and assault.
Call 886-4664 or go to safetouch.com. State license number EF233.
What up, it's Jay Gray. Well, the place to be this holiday season, it's not Santa's workshop, it's Global Diamonds. This store is incredible, unlike any jewelry store you've ever seen in Jacksonville before. You want that big city experience with the big wow factors when you go to buy some jewelry? This is the place to go. Global Diamonds between REI and West Marine at the Markets at Town Center. No middlemen, direct importer prices, and you're getting enough jewelry supply up to 30 jewelry stores. Can you believe that the amount of inventory in this store is the same as if you had to go to 30 different places? And we're not talking about stuff you look on a computer. They are right there in front of you. More diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Think about this. You want to get a diamond pendant this year? You can pay less than $42 a month. Or a $2,000 pair of earrings, you can pay less than $84 a month right now with Global Diamonds 2-year no interest financing on anything. Get her the gift that's really going to blow her away this holiday season at prices you are not going to believe. Earrings, pendants, bands, bracelets, you name it, they've got it at Global Diamonds right now at the Markets at Town Center between REI and West Marine.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Plenty of clouds today, but a peek at the sun from time to time with a few sprinkles or a brief light shower, and temperatures mild, approaching 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, down to 55 tonight. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow. Some light rain and drizzle at times. The high 65, even cooler at the beaches. The rain will increase and become heavy at times Sunday night through Monday with a few thunderstorms. The high Monday, 67, and more rain and storms later Tuesday and Tuesday night. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Listen to News 104.5 wherever you are. You're streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with Dr. Gavin Duffy, an orthopedic surgeon at St. Vincent's who specializes in total joint replacement of the hip and knee, and Dr. Martin Williams, a patient of Operation Walk USA. And if somebody wanted to get involved with Operation Walk USA, how would they do that here in Jacksonville?
That's a great question, Jay. Operation Walk is done in the first week of December. There's a website, Operation Walk USA. which you can put your information into and reach out to them and see if you qualify. And then in the summer, we start looking at patients that either you know, have problems with insurance, but they also have to need a hip or a knee replacement. So we screen those, and I'll have seen patients who didn't need it. They had knee pain but didn't actually need surgery. So OperationWalkUSA.com, I believe.
And Dr. Williams, you just have your new hip. When are you heading back to Honduras to start working again?
January the 11th. I'm really looking forward to that.
And do you guys do volunteers? So if anybody from Jacksonville wanted to get involved, is that something they could do here?
Right. We've kind of designed this thing to be almost like a platform for people that love to volunteer. And we not only in admissions work or medical work, you know, people that just want to expose themselves to what, you know, the medical missionary work that we do there, that'd be something awesome. JungleHospital.com will give you a lot of information on what we do there.
I'd like to thank you both for joining us. We will be back again next week with Ask the Doctor, with another doctor will be in. Talk and take your questions at 340-1045. But coming up next, we got an update from Fox News, and we're going to take a look at the rest of your weekend forecast. Today's been great, but I heard tomorrow and maybe the next couple days going to be a little rainy and might start feeling a little bit more like Christmas. Thanks for listening on AM 690 and 104.5 FM, News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the TuneIn Radio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
The award-winning spa at the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club is waiting with the perfect holiday gift. Because a gift certificate from the spa can be used for her choice of over 100 beauty, pampering, and relaxing services, including massages, facials, body wraps, pedicures, and more. There's also a spacious salon to indulge her. Choose a gift certificate for a full day of beauty so she can take advantage of the opulent outdoor pool and therapy grottos while relaxing in the private courtyard between treatments. All easily answer the question, what do you get someone who has been really good? Spoil everyone on your list with a gift certificate from the award-winning spa at the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club by calling 273-7700, visiting pvspa.com, or stopping by our kiosk at the St. John's Town Center. License number MM1481.
Here at News 104.5 WOKV.